Hi, I'm Steve Webb, narrator for the Douay-Rheims Audio Bible. The Douay-Rheims Audio Bible podcast is made possible by the good folks at Van Limo LLC. For more information on how you can get the complete Douay-Rheims Audio Bible, please go to douayrheimsaudiobible.com. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was simple and upright and fearing God and avoiding evil. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his possession was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a family exceedingly great. And this man was great among all the people of the east. And his sons went and made a feast by houses, every one in his day. And sending, they called their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of their feasting were gone about, Job sent to them and sanctified them, and rising up early, offered holocausts for every one of them. For he said, "Lest perhaps my sons have sinned and have blessed gods in their hearts." So did Job all days. Now, on a certain day, when the sons of God came to stand before the Lord, Satan also was present among them. And the Lord said to him, "Whence comest thou?" And he answered and said, "I have gone round about the earth and walked through it." And the Lord said to him, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a simple and upright man, and fearing God, and avoiding evil?" And Satan answering said, "Doth Job fear God in vain? Hast thou not made a fence for him and his house and all his substance round about, blessed the works of his hands, and his possession hath increased in the earth? But stretch forth thy hand a little, and touch all that he hath, and see if he bless thee not to thy face." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy hand. Only put not forth thy hand upon his person." And Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now upon a certain day, when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans rushed in, and took all away, and slew the servants with the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell thee." And while he was yet speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven, and striking the sheep and the servants, hath consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell thee." And while he also was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans made 3 troops and have fallen upon the camels and taken them. Moreover, they have slain the servants with the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell thee." He was yet speaking, and behold, another came in and said, "Thy sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother. A violent wind came on a sudden from the side of the desert, and shook the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon thy children, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell thee." Then Job rose up and rent his garments, and having shaven his head, fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. As it hath pleased the Lord, so is it done. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all these things, Job sinned not by his lips, nor spoke he any foolish thing against God. For more information on how you can get the complete Douay-Rheims Audio Bible, please go to douayrheimsaudiobible.com. God bless you.